start
go
it
ahead,
up?
John.
Okay, we're recording.
Okay, this is April 15th, 2008. This is a special teleconference call for the Fish and Game Commission. In the room we have Commissioner Jim Kellogg, and then on phone calls around the state we have Commissioner Sutton, Commissioner Gustafson, and Commissioner Rogers. President Rogers, if you would like, we have a quorum. We could start with agenda item number one. Also, we do have a few public speaker cards here in this room. Are there any other public speakers, folks listening in at the remote sites?
Yes, there is. Paul Wheatland has put in a speaker card as well on agenda item one.
Okay.
Okay.
And two.
Okay. So we'll start with agenda item number one, if that's all right with you, Richard.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Discussion and possible adoption of proposed changes to Section 7.50, Title 14, CCR related to Central Valley salmon sport fishing. I don't know if the department has anything to say on that. I have something. Okay. Just want to let everyone know that at its April 11th, 2008 meeting, the Commission announced that receipt of public testimony and possible adoption of these regulation changes will be rescheduled for the Commission's May 9th, 2008 meeting in Monterey. A continuation notice will be published prior to that meeting. So possible adoption on this item now is going to be on May 9th, 2008. There's no recommend action by the Commission today on this item. We could go to public comment if there are no commissioner comments.
Do I have any comments from my fellow commissioners?
No.
Jim, Mike?
No.
No, we're fine. Okay, let's go to public testimony.
Do we have cards here, John?
We have.
For number one?
Two cards here for number one or number two?
And one here as well.
Number one? Okay.
Salmon.
Okay.
For in river or ocean?
In river or ocean.
In river.
Okay, in river.
In River, are you Bob?
Yes.
Okay, we have Bob Bookie from Johnson's Bait and Tackle on In River.
Hey, Richard, what's your pleasure? You want to go with Paul first, or we have two speakers here? Please turn off your phones, everyone.
Yeah, please. Paul, do you want to go first? No. He'll follow.
Okay.
So who are the speakers again?
We have Mr. Bob Bookie, B-O-U-C-K-E, from Johnson's Bait and Tackle, and this is on number one, and you're up.
Okay.
If you could stand here, yeah. Just watch the wires. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Yes, I'd like to say that I'd like to see that we maybe go to a one fish limit on the Feather River from the mouth of the Feather River to Oroville Dam there. And I'd like to see the season closed on September 30th, and there's. I'd also like to see that the outlet area was closed to salmon fishing.
I'm sorry, I missed that. There was a little microphone noise.
The last sentence.
The last was. I'd like to also see that the salmon season was closed in the outlet area because that's where the most of the fish are taken, and it's. Financially not a big reduction to the population and sales of business in our area. Our area will suffer greatly from the loss of salmon and in our tackle business and the hotels and restaurants and guides in our area will be very hurt extremely by this complete closure. And I think if we closed off just the outlet and allowed the rest of the river to be open till September 30th for one fish, because we probably take maybe 1,000 fish, not counting the outlet. The outlet probably takes 1,000 fish in a week. But the rest of the river takes very few fish. And I don't think it would be harmful to the population of the salmon. And that would help the community tremendously. We've been hurt by all the stripers that were killed in Prospect Island. That's hurt our striper season. The lakes in our area are all drying up. We're not going to have any trout fishing. Orville's boat ramps will be closed by July, and then have the salmon season closed. The fishing industry is going to be devastated in our area. So I'd like to see if we can't do something to fix that. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, John.
That's Dunn. It for item one.
Oh, item one. Okay. Paul Weakland.
Commissioners, Paul Weakland. I want to be sure that a zero bag limit will not be considered, no catch and release, that we need to remember the Modoc Indian Wars, history of California, and that they were about salmon and hydraulic mining and the deterioration of the salmon runs. That's why the Modocs went to war. That we also need to consider that the methodology on counting these salmon this year has changed. The timing of the count and the protocols of the count are not consistent. And we have a very big concern that this arbitrary number that has been reached and giving these decisions on that need to be reevaluated. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Are there any other public speakers on item one?
No.
Any questions or comments by the commissioners?
Not by me.
Nope.
No.
Hearing none. John?
Okay, great. We'll move along to item number two. Discussion and possible adoption of proposed changes to sections 27.80, Title 14, CCR, related to ocean salmon fishing regulations. My understanding is Marie Vojkovic, regional manager of the Marine Region from the Department of Fish and Game, has some comments. I don't know if there's any comments from in the room here from Fish and Game officials. Maria, you want to give some comments? Then we have a couple speaker cards also on that.
And one down here.
And a suggested motion from staff.
Hey, good morning, commissioners. If you remember the last few meetings that we've had, we had a package of recreational ocean salmon fishing regulations, a range of alternatives that ranged from no fishing to very limited fishing during some holiday periods in all parts of the state. Last week at the council meeting, we looked at the fishing options and the industry worked with each other to develop an even more reduced fishing opportunity package during the week. As we moved through the week, they negotiated for some fishing in the Klamath Zone and gave up fishing in the central part of the state. And the result of those negotiations came out with impacts to the Sacramento stock that were slightly between what went out the first time for the three options. If you'll remember, with the three options, originally we estimated 58,000 adult spawners coming back to the river, or the adult population in the ocean, at 58,000. That was with no fishing whatsoever anymore. And it ranged down to 52,000 fish for the fishing option. During the week when they negotiated the changes, those numbers went from 58,000 with no fishing to somewhere around 54,000 with some limited fishing in Oregon and California. And a commercial fishery that was strictly for taking genetic sample material. So there was no retention in the commercial fishery. It was just the mortality associated with catch and release for that. During the council meeting deliberation, Oregon was very interested in having some sort of a recreational fishery and commercial take for one of the months, I believe the month of May. So the first vote was on Oregon season, and that did not pass. Oregon went back to the drawing board to see what they could do, and the second motion that they put forward was for the commercial genetic stock identification study only. And with some recreational fishery, that also failed. And the third motion then was for a limited coho fishery only in the state of Oregon. There was a quota established for that fishery, and that motion did pass. Then California's turn to put a motion on the table, and I made the motion to have all fisheries in the state of California closed in the ocean. I also recommended to the council that, or told the council that I would be recommending to the commission a non-retention in the river fishery, and minimization of fishing opportunities in the river that minimize the potential take of Chinook, Sacramento Falls Chinook. The reason that I made those recommendations is that the population level of Sacramento Falls Chinook is 50% of its conservation, the lowest end of our conservation level for that stock, and we have never been in this situation before with this stock of fish. This stock of fish is the backbone of our salmon fisheries in both Oregon and California, makes up over 85% of the take in the ocean. In addition, the hatcheries are not going to meet their egg escapement goals. And for several of the hatcheries, this is the second year in a row that they will not be able to take the required number of fish to get their eggs. I stated that I felt that because of this severe situation and the uncertainty involved with what might happen in the following years, that every single fish returning to the river mattered this year, and the motion was passed, and ocean fishing in California for commercial was not allowed, and the recommendation is for no recreational fishing either.
In terms of take?
Take.
There was some limited catch and release ability, right?
There is a recreation. For California, there's none in the ocean.
None in the ocean. But in river, I thought you had said.
I'm recommending to you that for the part on the river that we try and minimize any impacts on Chinook. So there'd be no directed take.
Thank you.
And that the seasons are structured such that the chances of interacting are minimized.
Hey, Maria?
Yes.
Excuse me, someone just called in. Who called in? Could you identify yourselves? Maybe you hung up. All right, go ahead, Maria.
No one here, John.
Did somebody just call in?
Yes, this is Bob Lloyd with AGP Video. I just wanted to let everybody know we are recording this meeting for playback.
As are we, Bob. Thanks.
All right. Have a good meeting.
Go ahead, Maria. I'm sorry.
So the department's recommendation is that the commission conform to the council recommendation, which is no ocean fishing for salmon in 2008, and that the early seasons in 2009 would be put off until April, at least April of 2009.
Maria, I have a question. It's Mike Sutton.
Sure.
As I understand the option three that the council adopted, it appears to leave one area open of the ocean, open between Horse Mountain and Point Arena, open for the rest of this. Well, I guess we're in April now, aren't we? So it's a moot point. Sorry.
Yes.
About 2 weeks behind.
Those seasons that were in that option were the ones that were current for this year, and they have passed.
Okay.
That's the end of my
Any questions from my fellow commissioner?
This doesn't appear to leave us much leeway.
No, it doesn't seem to. We have public speakers.
We have one speaker card here in Sacramento, Mr. Don Harold, H-E-R-R-O-L-D.
I'm sorry, say that again, Don.
Mr. Don Harold, H-E-R-R-O-L-D. And Mr. Harold, I apologize. I thought you were only wanting to speak on ocean salmon, but come on up here and speak if you'd like.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Don Harold. I'm 78 years old. I was born and raised here in the valley, and I fish. And I'm in total agreement with the bad news of the salmon in the rivers. If we don't do something now, and it may be drastic, we could lose the species. And I don't think there's anybody that wants to step up and see a species lost. I can remember in the years past when they would have the salmon festival at Rancho Cordova, it was beautiful to see them go up the ladder, and people came from all over. Now you go, they bring in an aquarium and they throw in three or four fish and say, gee, there's a salmon. That's a pretty sad day for the salmon in Sacramento. And I think that we need to close it, and no recreational fishing, no catch and release, just close it, period, and let's go on from there and rebuild it to what it was. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Harrell.
Thank you.
Any further speakers at your end?
No more in Sacramento.
We have Paul Weakland here.
Commissioners, Paul Weakland. I'd like to ask again, what verifies, validates, or guarantees that any of these numbers that you're working off of are accurate and correct? There are no correlated ways that we can cross-reference this. And we know that the timing of the count has been changed, so the methodology is not the same. I'd also like to remind us that nature and the cycle shows that after a very low year, we have abundant years. I would also like to remind us of the herring and what has happened in the recent herring, where the department said the herring are going to be endangered, we don't allow them to fish, and look what happened last season. One of the record herring runs of all time in California have happened. We can only hope that this will happen again. And I'd also like to mention that the problems we are finding with the hatcheries that no one wants to talk about. There is a litigation going on right now with the commission and the biodiversity group that is suing the commission over the hatcheries. And no one wants to look at this. And, you know, we know that there is a mechanism in nature when there's too much genetic diversity, too many hybrids being introduced into the environment, that nature has a method of cleansing and purifying itself by these great die-offs. The spawn, the broadcast spawn, turns to acid. We have these large algae blooms or acid forming in the waters. But no one wants to identify these things or talk about it. All right, thank you.
Okay, any further public speakers?
Not here.
Okay, John?
We have a suggested motion from staff.
Any questions or comments, by the way, by my fellow commissioners?
Yeah, I was going to say you're jumping the gun a little bit here.
I'm sorry.
All you commissioners know that I was really hoping for an opportunity to help the recreational and sport fishing industry a little bit here, and it's obvious now that we're not going to be able to do that, in my opinion. But I just want to mention that I think this is the worst year in our lifetime for the collapse of this fishery to happen. When people are losing their homes and we have record gas prices, and now we're going to probably put you know, bait shops and tackle stores and marina operators and stuff pretty much out of business with this happening this year. And some of them won't be able to recover in time if the fishery does respond and come back for next year. So it's a really a difficult decision for me as well as the rest of the commissioners. And I just would echo that or disagree with the previous speaker that there were reason from the fishing industry to question whether the herring fishery was in a collapse state or not, and we took an opposite position from the recommendations and kept that fishery open, and it did have within 2 years had record numbers of herring. But I don't think that there's a fisherman in the state of California that doesn't agree that we have a problem with this fishery now. And most of the fishermen that I have talked to agree that that we need to take drastic measures in spite of what it's going to do to them and the damage it's going to do for their budget this year. So that's all I had to say, that if we don't do what the recommendation is, the governor has requested subsidies for the commercial and recreational sports fishermen from the president, and if we open any kind of a season against this recommendation, I think that we'll lose that opportunity. So we don't have a lot of choice.
Well, Jim, that was very well said, Jim, and I totally agree with you.
Jim. But may I ask before I solicit Commissioner Sutton's comment that whoever is probably on a cell phone has a lot of talking, and it sounds like construction or something going on in the background. Please be more sensitive. It's feeding straight through, and I could understand Jim, but barely. I can still hear the talking in the background right now as we speak. Mike?
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to also say how much I agree with what Jim Kellogg just said, and also note for future discussion that I would certainly be open to a catch-and-release season in-river where we can do that consistent with the department's recommendations, because that is one way to continue to support at least a minimal industry on these rivers where it's, as I say, where it's consistent with what the department is recommending.
Okay. Marie, do you have any comment about that?
I guess maybe just for clarification, is catch and release for other species or catch and release on Sacramento Falls Chinook Run? I think they're two different things. And,
very different.
And the recommendation is not any catch and release for the Sacramento Run, but for the other species that are in the river, fishing opportunities, definitely that should be an option. And I think that Neil Manji and his group are working on looking at what kinds of options might be available for the river. I just wanted to bring a heads up to you that was the discussion at the council meeting and the kind of thing that we should consider when we're thinking about river fishing opportunities the next time you meet.
Sankey Master has a comment.
Sankey?
Yes, thank you. Good morning, Commissioners.
We need you to be closer to the microphone, Sankey.
Good morning, Commissioners. Sankey Master at Fish and Game. I just wanted to, as Maria pointed out, Neil Manji, our Fisheries Branch Chief of the Department, at your last commission meeting, did point out, and one of the reasons we delayed action on In River is we are looking at other runs that are not in the same predicament as the Sacramento Falls Chinook are, and ways to get some opportunity, recognizing it's not going to replace fishing opportunity in the Sacramento, but wherever we can, we are looking for providing any opportunity we can that's consistent with protecting the Sacramento Central Valley Falls Chinook. So
Okay. That's
what we'll be discussing at your May meeting.
Okay. Any further comments from my fellow commissioners? They haven't had a chance to say, and I will simply reiterate what everyone else says. This is sort of like the perfect storm. I mean, you know, not only do we have economic problems in the United States and certainly in the state of California, even without this, now we put this on top of the commercial and recreational fishing industry. It's really a tragedy, to say the least. I mean, here's where people who are going to be in extremis with respect to their culture, and they're not going to be able to get bridge loans to get across, because all the banks have been fundamentally frightened out of the business by all the machinations of Wall Street and all these guys who think they're too smart by half. Isn't that great? Thank you, Wall Street. John?
Suggested motion from staff. Fish and Game Commission, pursuant to the authority vested by Section 200, 202, 205, 220, 240, 316.5, and 20.84 of the Fish and Game Code, and to implement, interpret, and make specific Sections 200, 202, 205, 316.5, and 2084 of said code, hereby amends Section 27.80 with the Department's recommendation, Title 14, CCR, related to ocean salmon fishing regulations.
I'll make that motion with the correction that John said the first time. He said 2.084, and it's just 2084. We've got to keep that.
John, you and numbers, you're not a match made in heaven.
Deputy Director Mastrop has his hand up.
Please.
And maybe the department's recommendation was not clear. Is that what you want
to? Yeah, just
okay.
To make, just for the record,
make it abundantly
clear. Sankey Master of Fish and Game. I'm assuming your motion is for option 3, which is no 2008
as season. Described by Maria. And Maria said no 2008 season. That's
recommended
that's,
by the CFMC.
And that's the stands, right, Maria?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure for the record.
And that closure would extend for April of 2009.
Yes. Yeah, no openers for 09 until acted upon.
Gets revisited.
Yes.
Okay, do I hear a second on that? Jim, is that consistent with what you moved?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Do we need any roll? I think we do.
Yes, I need to do a roll call on the teleconference. Commissioner Sutton?
Aye.
Commissioner Gustafson?
Aye.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Kellogg.
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0.
Well, that's one of the most painful votes I think we've ever taken.
Absolutely.
Very sorry to have had to do that. But that's the way of the world these days, I guess. Any further business, John?
None from staff.
Do I have any questions or comments from my fellow commissioner?
Not from
no.
me.
Well, this is with immense regret, then I will entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
We don't need a roll call for this, do we, John?
No, thanks.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Our meeting stands adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Thank the public. Thank staff for coming together and doing this.